Perhaps you're listening to this because you've experienced getting all fired up about a new diet, and you've stuck to it for a few weeks and lost a few pounds, but then your enthusiasm petered out. Maybe your weight seemed to plateau and you stopped seeing any results, and you gave up on the whole thing. Many people who struggle to stick to their diets and exercise plans often feel guilty and frustrated. They feel that if they just tried harder, they'd succeed. But it's as if they've run out of motivation. Of course, we all know the dangers of crash dieting. People who starve themselves only tend to lose fluid and muscle mass, and when inevitably they put their weight back on, their metabolism is slower because they've less muscle tone to burn calories. So they put on even more fat than before. And as they repeat this process, they become a yo-yo dieter, with all the negative health consequences of that. This session focuses on using the power of hypnosis to build up your motivation for a slimming plan for yourself that's actually sustainable and healthy. And I don't know exactly what your particular plan is like, but I'd like to suggest that at the minimum, it should include taking moderate exercise several times a week, eating fresh fruit and vegetables every day, and choosing foods that help you feel fuller for longer, such as meat, fish, eggs, oats, whole grains, and brown rice. You could also usefully avoid highly processed, sugary foods, or in fact, too much carbohydrate, which gives you a quick rush, followed by cravings for more. But sticking to a slimming plan, no matter how well balanced, still requires some mental discipline and self-control. And when we're stressed or overwhelmed by having to do too much, our resolve can weaken. And it's all too easy to reach for the chocolate or the peanut butter. So, how can you become better at self-control? Psychologist Kentaro Fujita at The Ohio State University found that people thinking about an abstract topic, such as why human beings need relationships, are significantly more likely to choose an apple over a chocolate bar afterwards, compared with people who thought about a more concrete topic, such as the specific ways you can maintain good relationships. Other studies have shown that generally thinking about the bigger picture, the long-term consequences of your actions, and the reasons why you want to succeed will all help strengthen your self-control and determination. This may be because abstract thought takes you out of the present-focused instant gratification of biting into that slice of chocolate cake and gives you a more rational, longer-term view of things. We could say that abstract thought moves you out of the emotional parts of your brain and into the high-level executive management parts of your brain, where you can make wiser decisions. This session will teach you to instinctively use this knowledge in the times when you really need it. It'll supercharge your resolve to stick to your slimming plan and help you take a step back in your mind when deciding what to eat or when to exercise, so that you can see the bigger picture, the longer-term consequences, and make wiser decisions that'll let you really succeed in the long term. Now, as you prepare to relax very deeply, you can just let those eyes close if they haven't yet. And as you follow along to the sound of my voice, you can become more and more relaxed and absorbed. Only at the rate and speed. That's right, for you, now, are listening to this for a reason. There are reasons you want to become slimmer. There are reasons you want to stay slim. And as you let your attention sink down, as if someone dropped a tiny white pebble off the side of a boat, and you could watch it under the water, the rays of sunlight filtering through the waves above, as this tiny pebble drifts deeper and deeper into the deep blue depths of comfort and rest. As your attention floats deeper into that body, into the relaxation in those shoulders, into the heaviness in those arms, as that breathing begins to deepen and those facial muscles smooth out, that you float into a place of quiet stillness, where on one level, you're listening to these words and relaxing even deeper. And on another level, you can begin to dream and rest, fully consider the kinds of changes you've already begun to make in taking this step for yourself, in making this honest commitment to becoming slim and healthy, for life is so much better when you feel good inside your own body. That excitement and determination can begin to build up and tingle in those fingers and all over the back of the neck, tingling anticipation, a present to open, like being given a very special gift of real significance. And the more you open up the wrapping, the more you see that this is really going to change things as you let that curiosity build. And as I count from five down to one, you can wrap those feelings around you of comfort, of deep rest, of curiosity, of determination that it's time to make a change inside the depths of your instinctive mind that will allow you to make healthier, wiser choices for how you take care of your health and your body now. And five, that pebble settling down comfortably on the ocean bed as you float. And four, reasons, that's it, that you know are so important for you to make these changes. The way being slimmer is going to benefit so many parts of your life, your work, your relationships, your confidence in yourself. And three, and to open the gift of the future, present, now, seeing who it is you want to be, a future you, present, now, fit and healthy, slim and confident. And two, see the expression on the face of that future you, who's integrated a determined, focused resolve. That's it. And one, and you can just allow yourself to relax all the way down now. No need to make any effort, because your instinctive mind will hear and make sense of these words. No matter how deeply you drift, all the way down, even deeper still, now. And your body has a template within it for health and vitality. And if you give that body a lifestyle it evolved to thrive in, a lifestyle of fresh, healthy foods and regular exercise, sunlight, fresh air, social interaction, challenge, the kind of lifestyle humans experienced for hundreds of thousands of years, long before modern civilization and artificial processed food. Then you become as toned, flexible, strong and healthy as you were born to be, as you would be right now, if the trappings of modern life, the sedentary jobs, calorie-packed artificial meals hadn't led that body astray. But just as a child can fall in with a bad crowd, just as an intelligent person can still be conned out of their money, so the high-fat, high-sugar foods can con that body. And the sedentary distractions of modern life, like excess TV watching, can con that body with short-term pleasures that steal away your long-term fulfillment. And you can just notice now what it's like in one of those situations when you felt drawn to having an unhealthy snack or to eat too much of something, that almost hypnotic experience of feeling like you've got to eat that food, even though rationally you know it'll make you unhappy in the long term, And as you look at that inappropriate food there before you, and even smell it, and feel that present focused desire to have it right there and then, I'd like you to practice this time doing something different. As you get to the moment just before you decide to eat it, and suddenly drift right out of yourself and see the bigger picture as you drift some distance away and see that you over there and see the greater purpose that you want for yourself, to let that body thrive and become fit and healthy. The future you want for yourself, and how each and every food choice and exercise choice is an opportunity to get sucked into a trap of brief satisfaction and long-term heavy, weighty regret, or to move one step closer to becoming who you want to be. And you can just watch that you over there, seeing the bigger picture, remembering their commitment to becoming healthier and slimmer, and how that unhealthy choice loses its appeal. Almost like it dims down, the color drains out of it, and that you over there looks towards a brighter future and makes a healthier choice in that situation now. And as you drift right inside that you over there and feel that determination, that commitment to care for that body and help it avoid the traps of modern life, just as you would bring a child to avoid certain dangers and teach them the kinds of choices that bring fulfillment in the long term. Because just as a child might ask for sweets at every meal, but would gradually feel worse and worse if they got them, and as a parent, you need to be firm with that child to help them make wiser choices that will let them really feel better. So you need to be firm with your body to help it benefit from the deeper satisfaction of exercise and of good nourishment, like putting high-quality fuel in the car rather than something cheap and inappropriate that'll ruin the engine. And so you can just bring to mind right now one benefit that you're really looking forward to experiencing as you achieve your ideal body shape. One way that will really enhance your enjoyment of life. And as you notice how that'll feel, to be progressing like that, to feel that pride and confidence in yourself, you can just stop for a moment and notice one challenge you'll need to overcome to get that benefit. Perhaps having a hard day at work and being tempted by some inappropriate food. And you can just notice what it's like to be in that challenging situation just for a second. That's it. To see that food before you, feel that old urge to have it, and then drift right out of yourself to remember the big picture, what you really want for yourself in the long term. To care for and nurture that body like a good parent. And you can just notice yourself making a healthier, wiser choice. That's it. And then just bring to mind another benefit or another part of your life that'll be enhanced as you feel slimmer and more confident. Maybe the compliments you'll get from people. And what will that be like? To know you're succeeding so well. And then, what's a different challenge you'll need to overcome? Maybe you'll not feel like exercising one day. Perhaps you'll want to stay at home instead. And then, as you experience that urge to indulge that laziness, that reluctance to exercise, you can just drift right out of yourself. That's it. As you watch that you over there, who is going to avoid exercising, suddenly become very pragmatic, become very focused and determined as they see the big picture. And you remember your commitment to yourself and feel that surge of determination to get exercising. And you can just watch that you go do that exercise right now. Good. And you can listen to this session often and integrate these learnings even more deeply each time you listen. And, like a movie running in reverse on one, that pebble can drift back up from the depths of the ocean and two, back to the surface as you come back with a wonderful sense of lightness and refreshment, with that determined resolve always there inside of you. And three, and you can just notice the position of your hands and feet, and you might feel an urge to stretch. And four, as you begin to feel wide awake, that's it. And then whenever you're ready, you can just open your eyes. And five, all the way back now.